League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final hour of The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. This one is truly breaking news, as it hasn't even hit the front page of ESPN just yet, for those of you that like to be critical. But Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting Jason Kidd has been fired by the Milwaukee Bucks. I guess they're underachieving even with the Greek Freak's big season. He's out for the last game, and I guess at least one more with some knee issues. But I guess they're not screwing around. Yeah. Bucks
sitting in eighth place. I mean, they're in the playoffs. If it started today, they're barely above 500, but it's the East.
And you look at, there's four teams bunched up within like two games between four and eight.
Yeah, they could easily jump up to six or seven.
A week ago, they were in that 4-5 slot, but I'm a little bit surprised by that, because he was handpicked by the new ownership group in Milwaukee. He had been in some business investments with the owners. Kind of shocking to me that they made such a kind of a quick move on Jay Kidd when they're still waiting on Jabari Parker to come back.
Yeah, and then the October MVP.
Well, yeah, no question. And then they trade for Bledsoe, so they've upgraded there. Charles Barkley was on the air the other night on TNT stating if there's a team that he'd watch for in the East that could give the Cavs a hard time and make a run, it's the Bucks when they get Parker back, to see what he can contribute to a team that's already pretty talented. So a little bit of a shocker. Joe Prunty, the assistant coach, is going to take over in the meantime, and we'll see how that goes. But Jason Kidd, if you believe Woj and the Woj bombs, which are pretty accurate, he says Jason Kidd done as coach of the Milwaukee Bucks.
He doesn't miss many of those.
No.
His shooting percentage on those times of tweets is pretty good.
Pretty close to 1,000. Yeah, shooting him pretty straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
So real quick, we'll jump back to football and then we'll move on. But I know you want to talk Eagles fans, but somebody had a question on the text line. Mm-hmm. Does the ex-New England players on the Eagles team play a factor with LeGarrette Blount and Chris Long? I certainly think LeGarrette Blount could have a huge role, because he's going to want to – I mean, he's going to have a little bit extra juice for this game. There's no doubt about that. And I think more so than just game planning and how do you beat the Patriots, because there's plenty of people that have been around the league, I'm sure, that are on the Eagles teams that could tell you that. But I think what you get from LeGarrette Blount is his leadership with the Eagles, the young players that have never been there, that have never been to a Super Bowl, and he can tell them how to prepare. He can help them relax. He can guide them through the next 2 weeks when a lot of guys haven't had that opportunity yet.
I mean, the big thing is they're going to change all their terminology.
Yeah.
It's not like they still have copies of the playbook that the Patriots still use. But from the standpoint of being in meeting rooms on both sides of the ball with Long and with Blount, they kind of get the philosophy. They kind of understand kind of some of the things that they think and stress in those meeting rooms. That can help to some degree. But at the end of the day, you still got to go play the game. Those are two guys that, you know, they've been there, done that. But yeah, you're right. The biggest thing you can capitalize on is they're going to be juiced up to play their former team. And hopefully they can give you a little insight as to what, you know, tendencies or coaching strategies might be, but overall that's probably as far as I'd go.
Somebody said Milwaukee fires Kid. This was El Jefe. He said, are they gonna hire Barry?
That would be David Fizdale. Yeah, who's still collecting a check and double dipping because he's filling in on ESPN too. So
yeah,
I would say he probably still collects that check and kicks it for a while before he makes his next move. But look, that used to be a crap hole of a job that no one wanted because it's a small market team and it's cold weather and it's everything else. But with the talent that they have there, you best believe that they won't have to call people. They'll be calling the Bucks saying, we're interested in that job.
Yeah. Yeah. There's going
to
be
plenty. Plus, they got decent role players. What Bledsoe's been having a decent year.
He's not even a role player. I mean, look, I forget. Everybody comes up with a catchy name, and I was watching them play the other night, and they had come up with a name for their big three, but they're actually considering Chris Middleton to be one of the big three with Bledsoe and Adetokounmpo. But at the same time, yeah, from role players to just young, talented, athletic players, there is no ceiling right now for the Greek Freak.
It's the roof. The roof is the ceiling.
There you go, MJ. I mean, the fact of the matter is this dude was an MVP candidate. He doesn't even have a jump shot yet. But if he figures it out and starts facing people up, knocking down Jays, Bledsoe's strong, fast, good defender. They got some pieces there. So that's a job that's going to be sought after by a lot of coaches in this league, for sure.
Word. Another
text.
Yeah, who would you say is worse? And this will get us into what you wanted to talk about earlier. But who would you say is worse, Eagle fan or Cowboy fan? And I know you've had experience with Cowboy fan because when you went to Green Bay, they heckled you a little bit.
Went to Dallas a couple times.
I mean Dallas. But did they throw full cans of beer at you?
No.
What a trash-ass group of fans to. There was a video that somebody tagged us and I tagged me and I retweeted it.
Both of us.
It was like. There was Eagle fans. These Vikings dudes are walking in their jerseys, and Eagle fans are yelling at them and throwing full cans of beers.
Flipping
and
these dudes
aren't being aggressive. Nope. They're not doing anything. They're just walking, and it's like, really, Philadelphia, you guys are
always
garbage.
Say Cowboys fans, but each year it just seems the Eagles fans always find a way to prove
garbage.
This is the fan base that did boo Donovan McNabb when he got injured. Just so you
and then
know.
Somebody tagged me. Or us or whatever. I don't know. I don't always check. But there was this picture of them walking down the street. What was that old lady, the old Vikings lady, Millie?
Yeah.
They had a sign that said, bleep Millie. She's 99.
Yeah.
Why F well, Millie? She didn't do nothing to you.
And the thing is.
Classless.
Cowboy fans are kind of uppity. They're going to say things to you. But, you know, unless you're in the parking lot at NRG Stadium when they're going to start brawls with the Texans fans, I don't think for the most part they're looking to fight. Eagles fans are so, I think that's kind of what they go into the tailgating for, because the videos that I was tagged into, there was infighting. There was Eagle fans knocking the hell out of other Eagle fans. Then one Eagle fan just was getting arrested on a cop on a horse. He punched the horse.
He
punched the horse. I mean, they're just out of control. For all the happy-go-lucky, good-feeling story that I was thinking, looking at Eagles winning yesterday, the more videos I saw, I was like, dang, man. Slow down, Eagle fans.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they were a little bit out of whack. So, all right, Fort Worth Jay wants to chime in on Eagles fans. We'll get to him in just a minute. Take a quick break. Come back with a whole lot more in the final hour of The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Pump. Give me 6 inches on them white
and one. ESPN 97.5.
It's a new year, and it's time for you to be the healthiest you in 2018. Man Centers is helping men meet their New Year's resolutions. Could you be suffering from metabolic syndrome? Head to mancenters.com and book your appointment today. Man Centers is the home for the free general male wellness checkup. No more excuses. Get on in there right now. They're breaking down the barriers that hold you back from becoming a healthier you. They have 4 locations, I-10 in Campbell, Pearland, Tomball, and now in Bel Air. Man Centers, men's health starts here.
It's one of our greatest constitutional liberties, the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. We take that seriously here in Texas, and so does Kathleen Wall. As your congresswoman, you can rest assured Kathleen Wall will defend your Second Amendment rights. Kathleen grew up on a Texas ranch using guns, and has a pretty good shot on her own rifle. Kathleen Wall is committed to protecting your right to carry a gun, and is a lifetime member of the National Rifle Association. Oh, and about your ammunition. Kathleen Wall wants you to keep your access to purchase ammunition and will stop any efforts from liberals that block you from buying your ammo. You need Kathleen Wall in Congress. Kathleen Wall won't let anyone take aim at our gun rights. Your vote for Kathleen Wall for Congress is a vote for protecting your Second Amendment. Elect Kathleen Wall for Congress. Early voting begins February 20th, and Election Day is March 6th.
I'm Kathleen Wall, and I approve this message.
Political ad paid for by Kathleen Wall for Congress.
Hi, I'm Chris with Cash Call Mortgage. With today's rising home values, Cash Call Mortgage is now offering a 15-year fixed-rate refinance at 3.75%, 3.897 APR, that lets you pull out up to tens of thousands in cash to pay off high-interest credit cards, car loans, do things around the house, or for anything you want.
My husband and I realized the best low-cost way to get a large chunk of cash was to take advantage of our home's value by refinancing. Chris got us a low interest rate, and we pulled $50,000 in cash out. We paid off credit cards and a few other things, and the whole process was super easy.
And Cash Call Mortgage pays all third-party closing costs on refinances. So make the cash call now at 855-875-CASH to see what you can save. Your house is your bank. That's 855-875-CASH.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868, NMLS, 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Not available in Washington.
That's 855-875-CASH.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by Credit Karma. 290 westbound near Highway 6, watch for an accident. There's also a problem on 59 southbound at Rankin. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito, home of the $5 Chicken Burrito Monday. Uberito, above and beyond your basic burrito.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
1, 2, 3. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back on The Usual Suspects. We talked a little bit about the Jason Kidd move as he was fired by the Bucks tonight, as Joe Prunty will take over the team on an interim basis, coach the Bucks at Phoenix tonight. The Greek Freak's still out with a knee issue, but that'll be interesting to see how that all plays out. Also, Woj, with a little follow-up on the Spurs conversation we were talking about surrounding Kawhi Leonard. He said basically months of discord centering on treatment, rehab, and timetables for return have created a chilling impact on Kawhi Leonard's Spurs relationship. Spurs GM R.C. Buford is rejecting these reports of turbulence, but it will be interesting to see, especially if, like Barry mentioned, if the Spurs continue to plummet while he's out in the standings. Should make for some interesting fodder as that situation unfolds. Then after that, we got to, speaking of folds and folds, we got to some more Eagles conversation. Said, for as good a story as the Eagles are on the field with Nick Foles taking over for Carson Wentz, boy, their fans are harsh, brutal, and they fight each other when they're not trying to fight the other team's fans. So Fort Worth Jay wants to chime in. A noted Cowboys fan chiming in on the Eagles. This ought to be good.
Fellas, first of all, this is actually going to surprise y'all. This is going to be more of an indictment on Cowboys fans than Eagles fans.
Uh-oh.
I'll say this first. Y'all know where I'm from. I don't consider somebody a real Cowboys fan if they're not from the Metroplex, like straight up. And I'm going to tell you why. Because for all these years I've been down here, I've been hearing Cowboys fans are so obnoxious, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, who? Not me. Not my people. Then I saw Sierra Moonwalk. And all the fans that were Cowboys fans were dogging this girl like she burned a cross in their yard. And I was like, man, these are the dumb Cowboys fans they talk about. So I'm telling you right now, a lot of these people that say they're Cowboys fans, real Cowboys fans from the Dallas-Fort Worth, Arlington area, they don't consider them Cowboys fans. They don't speak for us. Now, having said that, I hate Eagles fans for one reason. one reason. I don't know if y'all remember when Michael Irvin got carted off the field with that career-ending neck injury. Y'all remember that?
Yes, I do.
In Philly, what did the fans do?
They cheered.
They cheered. Now, I don't care how much, first of all, being NFC East, I don't care how much any of them lose as long as my team wins. Because if we handle our business, it's going to take care of itself. So I don't find joy in them losing unless it's a close race for position and for playoff seed. But that's somebody's son. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we didn't know how bad that was going to affect us. And it's Michael Irvin, dog. Like, this man's a legend, and he's caught it off with the next support and everything, and you cheering. From that moment on, I was like, F all Eagles fans. The ones I'm cool with, but before I die, I want to go to Philly in a Cowboys jersey. I promise you. I really do. And if I don't make it back, well, y'all know I went out like a soldier. Y'all have a good one.
Good call, Jay, as always. I mean, look, this is the fan base that booed and threw snowballs at Santa Claus. They, in their old stadium, they had a legitimate courtroom and a judge standing by to handle issues that came up with fans throughout the game. But as Barry said, some of the videos that were sent to us from yesterday's game, these people minding their own business just wearing Vikings jerseys. And it wasn't just one. They're being flipped off by like tens of guys standing around them. And then it's like literally raining full cans of beer as people are hurling them from every tailgate party, trying to hit these people. Not like, hey, have a brew, sit down. They're like trying to do damage with beer cans.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I get it. Like, it's one thing to when a opposing team walks by. Like, if you go to a Rockets game, you'll see a Spurs jersey walk around, and I'll boo, you know, we'll mess with them or something like that. In fact, Nick, last year when we were at one of the games, remember we were messing with some of the opposing teams and we were doing videos and stuff.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
well, we would boo them, but it was all in good fun, and no one ever felt threatened, like they were going to be physically harmed. It was just messing with them, and I don't mind that. If I'm going to another stadium, like when I was up in Minnesota a few years back, we went to an Astros game. If I have an Astros jersey on, and you want to boo me, that's fine. But when you start throwing things at me, I'm like, Jay, there's a point where I'm going to be like, yeah, I'll probably get my ass whooped because I'm severely outnumbered. But like you said, I'm going to go out like a soldier because you're not just going to sit there and throw things at me. I'll pick them up and throw them back.
That's your personal space and your personal safety.
It's like, man, just – and then this one idiot on Twitter had the nerve to be like, look, I'm not saying what they're doing is right and I'm not condoning it, but – no, there's no buts. Mm-mm. You're a terrible person if you're going to try to excuse that. He goes, well, that's why they call them fanatics. No, that's why they call them a-holes. That has nothing to do with being a fanatic.
I remember going to the games a lot this season, and when you walk up to the Texans games, that is, and when you walk up to NRG Stadium from the front, a lot of times, you know, every once in a while, they'll see, like, fans from opposing teams wearing other opposing jerseys, and, like, literally the Houston Texans staff will pick on them, but it's all in fun. They're like, we don't want to hear that jersey. We don't want to see that jersey. We want it covered in the game and blah, blah, blah. And then, like, you know, his friend would be like, I told you not to wear that jersey. And he was like, I really don't care as long as they don't, you know, hurt me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he was cool with being picked on as long as you didn't get physical. And that's what it's about, in my opinion. You can be a fanatic
personal
and still
space
be that person.
And personal safety. You can say all you want because words don't hurt. But when you start, like, hurling 12-ounce beer cans with some velocity or taking
full
shots.
Full cans, yeah.
Yeah. And here's my other question for you. I don't think the Cowboys is a fair comparison anymore, their fan base, because quite simply, from my previous bad experiences this year in Jerry World, not that it was great, but it was a hell of a lot better. But again, it was all just mouthing. I would say the better comparison is Raiders fans in the black hole and Eagles fans.
Well, Giants fans were known to throw batteries onto the field.
Well, but so did Raiders fans.
No,
the black
San Francisco
hole,
Giants fans.
Oh, San Francisco. Yeah.
They would chuck AA, AAA batteries at players from the top of the stadium. Do you understand the impact that a battery can
have? If it hits, yeah.
Holy
crap. But I'm just
saying,
from a pure NFL standpoint, I would say the best matchup for comparison would be the black hole and the Raiders, and then
the Cowboys will stab you, too. Raiders will get a little stabby. Cowboys will get a little stabby. What does Clarence know about Eagles fans?
He's got nothing else to do with his time now that his Saints are done, so Clarence wants to chime in on Eagles fans.
Clarence, what do you know about Eagle fans, man? They're winners.
Man, those Eagle fans are trashy, if I'm putting it in a nice way.
They are.
Nice jab at my Saints, though, Joel.
That wasn't me. That was Barry.
No, that was Joel. Good. You nailed it.
No, I didn't say a word.
Now, you got it right.
Oh, that was Barry. Oh, no, Barry,
no,
that was you.
No, that wasn't me. You know the better than that. I'm always nice
he
to you.
He just did the Sam Mack on you. No, it wasn't me.
These are not the droids you're looking for.
Now that he's finished doing the Humpty Dance on Friday.
You damn right.
Yep.
Nice win, man.
Hey, appreciate it, man.
Eagle fans are trashy. They even fighting the horse. They're fighting the police.
Yep.
And this was before the game. They're fighting the police.
I didn't realize they punched a horse. That's terrible.
Yeah. But here's the other thing. I literally mean this. It was a massive tailgate party where Eagle fans picked a fight with other Eagles fans. And literally, it was like sucker punch after sucker punch. It was great to watch. Yeah. It was entertaining. But it was like they were beating up their own for like 5 minutes.
Clarence, how about our Saints fans when you're in New Orleans and the opposing teams are there? Are they real rowdy and mean?
Oh, no, we're not rowdy at all. It's all in good nature. And after the game, you'll find each team, each fan on bourbon, drinking and having a good time. The game's over, win or lose. It's, you know, if we lost, we're up there drinking and having fun. If we won, we're up there drinking and having fun.
I was gonna say, it's no all matter in good what, nature. You guys are drinking and
having
fun.
Alcohol is induced.
Fans, man, those Eagle fans are rough. And then I watched several videos of it. And I'm up here watching them throwing beer cans. There was a child walking with a parent of a Viking fan. He's just straight walking. You see a beer coming out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's awful. When and you got one kids, guy in, just walked they don't up know what's going on. They could get hurt.
Yeah, they walked up 10 feet from the guy and his kid and just flipped them off for no reason.
Terrible.
Now, Clarence, with all that being said, before we let you go, after your devastating loss that I hate to bring up, you posted on Twitter a picture of you and your cat and some very sentimental remarks about, you know, having, you know, the cat being there for you. Was that your wife chiming in that was not too pleased with that?
Yes.
How'd that go over for you afterwards? Because we were all worried we hadn't heard from you in a while. We thought she took care of some business.
No, it was fine. It was okay.
I like how you kept that very short.
Boy, was that
Clarence
quick.
Clarence is like, yep, it was fine. Got to go.
Quickest response I've ever heard from Clarence.
Good stuff, man.
It was fine.
Okay.
It was fine.
Appreciate the call, bud, as always.
You continue with your fine offseason, Clarence. We appreciate it. That was funny because Nick and I, we were looking at the time. We were like, is the angry response from Clarence's wife?
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, that was.
Hey, I know we got to go to break on the other side. You want to talk a little UFC 220? A couple of people are asking about it. We'll hit that on the other side if you're waiting to hear
it. Break it down. All right.
We'll do that on the other side.
Yeah, we got that coming up, and we'll take the final half hour up till 4 o'clock till we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock. So just keep it tuned here, and your listening pleasure will be taken care of. Back with a whole lot more of the usual suspects. We are ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, John Granato here for Nick's Place. 2713 Rocky Ridge. You get the best Italian food. You get your sports. Look, he's got all the packages. But here's the deal. When you're watching the NFL playoffs, I know your team's not in it, but you're watching the games. You want to watch it with a bunch of people. You want to watch it where everybody's excited. It is the NFL playoffs, and the only place to watch it is Nick's Place. 2713 Rocky Ridge between Bondren and Kestner, just off Westheimer. Get there, 2713 Rocky Ridge.
Imagine owing the IRS 15 grand with no way to pay. That's what Eric faced. Then he called Optima Tax Relief. Here's Ray Dinnan, Vice President of Resolutions at Optima Tax Relief.
Eric was scared. The IRS had sent him letters saying they were about to take aggressive actions against him. He was worried about his paycheck, his home, his car. Our team at Optima Tax Relief mobilized to protect him. We negotiated with the IRS on Eric's behalf and fought to get the settlement he needed. How'd we do? We got the IRS to accept a deal that resolved Eric's tax debt for $3,500 instead of the $15,000 they originally wanted. Case closed. We're proud to have resolved over $500 million of tax debt for our clients like Eric, and we'd like to help you.
Call Optima Tax Relief to learn how they can help you. Your consultation is free and confidential. Call 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122. 800-845-8122.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is not an offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are made through the franchise disclosure document.
Do you love pets and are looking to start your own business? If you believe that pets help people live a better, richer life, and you want to build something you're passionate about, we want to talk to you. Pet Supplies Plus is looking for franchise owners in this area. It's no secret Americans spend lavishly on their pets, as much as $66 billion annually, and that number has grown every year, even in challenging economic times. Pet Supplies Plus is a premier retail franchise with over 29 years of experience. Our ability to source new and exciting products, keep prices competitive, and provide a fantastic customer experience is unmatched. No wonder we're ranked by Entrepreneur Magazine as the number one franchise opportunity in the pet category. Franchisees with some of America's biggest brands have added Pet Supplies Plus to their portfolio. Find out why at PetSuppliesPlusFranchise.com. That's PetSuppliesPlusFranchise.com. PetSuppliesPlusFranchise.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Houston? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Houston area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Houston is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-400-1173. Seating is extremely limited. Call right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. That's 1-800-400-1173. That's 1-800-400-1173.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-400-5008. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-400-5008. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-400-5008. 1-800-400-5008.
It's time for some straight talk. You have their unlimited plan. So why do you keep running out of high-speed data? Never run out again with Straight Talk's new Ultimate Unlimited plan. Get all the 4G LTE data you want, all high-speed, and all for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks, only from Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Video typically streams at DVD quality. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
The fun never ends at Sam Houston Race Park.
Live horse racing continues at Sam Houston Race Park. Come for the fun Friday with 50-cent beer, Saturday for the food truck festival, and a special Houston Astros World Series celebration featuring the World Series trophy, Orbit, and Astros legend Art Howe. And the richest racing day in Texas is this Sunday at noon with the Houston Racing Festival. Plus, race on our brand new 130-foot-long inflatable Ninja Warrior course. Executive suite packages, including food and beverages, start at just $299 for 10 people. Visit shrp.com.
Hi, my name is Bob. And I approve this message.
I got the magic in me.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back for the final half hour of The Usual Suspects on a Monday, as we've had some fun day and made the best of the after football show, even though We talked about the fact that by the time we get on the air, people have already triple-crossed, regurgitated, and dissected everything that happened football-wise. So we've crossed a couple different bridges to a couple different topics, and one that we haven't broached yet that we've been getting some inquiries about is the big UFC fight this last week.
Yeah, 220. Stipe Miocic defeated Francis Ngannou, held under the heavyweight title. Daniel Cormier made quick work, really, of Ozdemir to hang on to his light heavyweight, or to, I guess, recapture would be reclaim.
Well, they gave it back to him.
Yeah,
right, when he
but it was
kind of
like, re-earn would be the correct, light heavyweight title. But I was a bit surprised. I really thought Ngannou was going to win that fight. I felt like when you got a guy as strong as him that can put as much pressure on a fighter as he can. I mean, he got the nickname the Predator for a reason. But the problem was that he was exposed because he just doesn't have a lot of skills outside of punching hard.
Right, and when you defeat people pretty quickly, it's really cool because you don't have to worry about the damage that's been put on your body.
Or cardio.
But in the event that you come across somebody who can take your best and weather the storm and get through all the tough aspects of your game, that's when it you know, when you persevere through that. Look, it's kind of an early loss, I guess, for Ngannou. And look, he'll bounce back from this. I think Rashad Evans made a huge point about, you know, having your knee basically on your neck for that long. It just makes you tired, even if it's just one round. And how many times have you seen guys, because I know Ngannou's getting a lot of hate, like, is there no treadmill in the UFC center? I mean, where's his cardio? It's not that he didn't train, but it's very possible. It happens all the time where you go through a 2 or 3 month training camp. You do everything in your power to be, you know, in terms of cardio, to be up to par. And then you go and fight, and 3 minutes into the fight, you're absolutely gassed. So,
yeah, this was the first time he went in the UFC, at least. This was the first time he went past the second round.
Yeah.
That there's a lot to be said too, and I thought Dominic Cruz, he mentioned it several times. And if you've never seen or you've heard the phrase adrenaline dump, but you've never really seen it, that was a perfect example of what an adrenaline dump was, because he was literally standing there unable to move, unable to punch, unable to really avoid anything. That's why the takedowns were so easy.
Right.
And big guys like that that carry around a lot of weight, especially a lot of muscle, are more prone to that, and they're more prone to that muscle needs more oxygen from the blood, which means your cardio, usually big guys like that gas faster,
right?
And so it didn't surprise me, but I just felt like that when a guy like that punches you, chances are that you're going to get knocked out.
And he was on wobbly feet there at the end of the
first
round. So,
but the fact that Miocic survived that round, it was kind of like, uh-oh. When you saw Ngannou come out and he was moving slow and it looked like he was walking in mud, it was like, uh-oh, it's going to be an ugly night. And I had a horrible night picking the main card. I went like 1-4, but it was crazy because four of the five favorites lost on the card, because Ngannou was favored in that fight, believe it or not, even though he wasn't the defending champ. Most people had him favored. And then I picked I picked Barroso, and he was the underdog, and he's the one that he lost his fight. But yeah, other than Cormier was the one runaway favorite. He was like a -335.
Yeah, that's probably the reason why he brought his kids. His kids have never come to.
That was an easy fight for him.
See him fight in person. They're like, come to this one. I think I'm gonna whoop this.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be easy. And then, you know, of course, Dana White talking about he wants him to move to heavyweight. I don't know. I mean, I pulled up the rankings. I haven't looked at the light heavyweight rankings in a while. There's still some fights out there if they wanted to do it. I mean, he's fought Gustafson. He just beat Ozdemir. But Glover Teixeira, Manoa, St. Preux, Shogun Hua.
Nobody really wants to see that. And I think that's the reason why they want him to go up to heavyweight, because.
But he won't, because of Cain Velasquez, and they train together, and he's not going to do
as long
that.
As it's not
unless
Cain.
There's a guarantee. But there's going to be no guarantee. If that's the fight that the UFC wants, if he's in the weight class, that's going to be an issue.
Yeah, I mean, I think they can move past. I don't think it's. I think they can move past that only because the only reason why he's even having that discussion is because it's Stipe. And if it's Cain, I just don't see it happen. It might be. It might be an issue if Dana and company really want him to fight, because we've seen that happen before. But I don't know if that's the case. I don't see that happening right now. And he's a small heavyweight.
Well, the other reason he won't do it is because if he goes over there, that's just another delay in Kane getting another title shot.
Yep.
And so whether even if they do have the agreement that they won't fight, he doesn't want to do that to Kane, where he costs Kane, you know, more time, more delay. And Kane's getting up there. He's no spring chicken anymore. So
yeah, neither is Daniel. Yeah. It goes to show that they're actually the difference between this UFC, the owners of this UFC, and Zuffa is that they're more open about the fact that they're just trying to make the big fights, and it's not necessarily based on merit,
cultivating and all that. Yeah. No. Speaking of fights, did you guys see this comedian that got into a fight on stage?
I didn't. I know that we've had several inquiries because they think you got the inside scoop.
Yeah, and I don't know the guy. I have no idea. I mean, I know people that know Steve Brown that have heard of him before or worked with him or whatever, because at the end of the day, the comedy community is a pretty tight-knit. There's not a lot of us. But apparently, he was in the comedy, I think it's called the Comedy House in Columbia, South Carolina. And from what I was told just through, you know, other comedians and stuff, is that he was on stage and there was a guy in the front with his arms folded, pouting, and with a sourpuss look on his face. And so Steve said, "What are you all upset about, man?" Because it's distracting. When you're on stage and there's people in the front, why are you pouting at a comedy show? Why'd you come? If you're not in a good mood, you don't want to laugh, go home, dude. Why are you doing this? Go outside, go wait in the car. But then to sit up front and just look pissed off and stare at us. So he was just like, "Hey, what's wrong, man?" And the dude said, "Leave me alone." Well, first of all, if you're going to challenge a comic like that, I don't know exactly what he said, but he said something, "Hey, man, leave me the bleep alone." So he fired back. So Steve said something effective, "You need to leave your girlfriend's skinny jeans alone." And then that was it. The dude jumped on the stage and started swinging. And apparently Steve hit him one time, which really pissed him off. So then he grabs the mic stand, starts swinging it around. It broke, flew into the crowd, hit the wall, hit some people, broke some dishes. Then he started trying to whoop him with the rest of the mic stand.
Oh, this got violent.
And then so Steve, and the whole time, dude, I gotta admit, I don't know what I would do if that happened. But this dude, Steve Brown, he was in a fighting stance and he was dodging stuff and he looked ready.
Big guy?
Not really, no. And then the guy picked up the stool and threw it at Steve. And this whole time, it lasts like 30, 45 seconds. Nobody does anything. It's just these two on stage, and the entire club is watching. And my first thought is, where's security? Where's the club manager? Right. Where's somebody else? Where's another comic? The feature or the host should have jumped on stage and helped. It's kind of an unwritten rule that we all have as comics, is if someone rushes the stage, the rest of the comics better have his back. That's just kind of a rule that we do.
Which is fair to ask. Yeah. I have two questions. All one, right. Did he come back on stage and finish his set?
Probably not, no, because the mic stand was broke, and they didn't say whether he finished. But my guess is after that, they cleared the place out.
Yeah,
because then the cops showed up.
If it's like a minor
up.
Heckler, like if it's a small-time heckler and nothing gets moved.
I've been in an open mic where Rob Mungle was the host, and some guy went up and was talking mess to this drunk lady in the front, and then Rob Mungle goes up and talked mess to her, and she threw her drink at him. And missed, and it hit the back wall, and the glass exploded, and it was weird, and they ushered her out, and then the show continued.
Yeah.
But when it's a 45-second melee, it's probably not going
to
happen.
So now let me ask you this, and again, I don't know, but I'm just throwing it out there because I'm sure we would probably have somebody that wants to think this thought press. Would the comedian do this for attention?
No, not that.
Like have a plant to try and get the attention?
No,
watch
the video, he got hit with the mic stand. He got hit with the stool. If it was just squaring off and, you know, nobody ever really punched, then you might think, well, I wonder if this was violent.
Okay.
Like four people got injured. This dude punched a security guard on the way out. The police are looking for him.
Oh, he got away?
Yeah. Yeah. So it was not planned in any way.
He not only got the melee started, but he got away.
I'll give you a hint. There's a certain comedian that you can find out there that you'll see on YouTube that it was like, comedian destroys heckler. And there's a lot of those videos, but there's one guy in particular who sets all of those up. He basically walks the person, like if somebody says something, they'll be like, "What'd you say?" And then they'll repeat it. And then he'll say a line that's going to cause her to, he'll almost guarantee what the response is going to be. And then he does his 1 minute of destroying the heckler, quote unquote. And then it goes viral. But a lot of that is planned.
Yeah,
a lot of it is. Yeah, it is. All right, we know that Harvey has come and gone, guys. Everybody that's lived in this city can tell you that Hurricane Harvey was nothing to mess with, but it's still lingering. The effects of Hurricane Harvey for a lot of you, you're still waiting on your checks, you're still waiting on the repairs, you're still waiting on sheetrock, contractors. And you're looking at this repair bill and the time that it's going to take, and you're thinking, what else can you do? I'll tell you what you do. Call Gulf State Home Buyers, 281-717-6100. Give them a call right now. Here's what they're going to do for you. You already have a bill in your hand on repair costs. You know how long it's going to take. What Gulf States is going to do, they're going to come out and give you a free, no obligation, cash offer evaluation on your home. They're going to say, look, if you let us buy your home, we're going to give you X amount of cash for it. And now you have that. You compare it to what it's going to cost to repair it and how long that's going to take and the headache involved, the risk of it flooding again. And you can make that informed decision that's best for you and your family. Should you repair it or should you sell it, take the cash, and move somewhere else? You're not going to know what it's worth if you don't call Gulf State, 281-717-6100. Write that down. Convert it to memory. Give them a call. Gulf State has won the Distinction Award from the Better Business Bureau the last 2 years, so you know you're dealing with a good company. Professionals, they've got attorneys and title companies in-house that are going to take care of everything for you. That's what I like is, I mean, I was in real estate at one point. I can tell you, it's a headache to get that transaction done. When you call Gulf State, that's it. They come out. If you decide you want to do the deal, they handle everything. Peace of mind and cash in your hand. That's what you get. So give them a call, 281-717-6100, or hit them up on the web, GulfStateHomeBuyers.com. The folks at Gulf State, they're there for you, and together we will keep Houston strong.
ESPN 97.5.
Hi, Bob Vila here on ESPN 97.5 with another home improvement tip.
If you're thinking of building out towards the boundaries of your property, you first need to confirm exactly where those property lines are. The only legally binding way to do that is to hire a professional surveyor. Still, there are several ways you can do a little detective work yourself. One is to pay a visit to your local zoning department. For a few bucks, they'll give you copies of plats, the official maps that show the precise dimensions of your property. The location of streetlights can be another tip-off. They're frequently installed directly on property lines. You can also poke around the approximate corners of your property to see if you can locate survey pins. Those are thin iron bars, usually 2 to 3 feet long, that the original surveyors of your property drove into the ground. Don't necessarily assume, though, that survey pins tell the whole story. They're sometimes inadvertently moved by contractors or city workers. Get more info at BobVila.com and right here at home with me, Bob Vila.
Poker players, you need a poker room, but not just any poker room. You need Lions Poker Palace. They offer a Vegas-style atmosphere with top-shelf accommodations and seating, complimentary valet, and self-parking with security inside and out. Lions offers tournaments 7 days a week, and you won't go hungry with a full late-night kitchen. Enjoy 10 tables and an abundance of TVs to view all things sports. Follow Lions Poker Palace on Facebook for tournaments and events. You'll find Lions at 6134 Richmond Avenue. Mention ESPN and get the first 2 hours of play for free.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by CC's. If you're on 290 westbound at Highway 6, crews have cleared an accident, but there is a problem on 225 westbound at Shaver. Now at CC's, you can order your own personal pizza. There's thousands of ways to customize it your way, included with your buffet. Just $5 and change at CC's. Dine-in only. Price may vary. Restrictions apply. The ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center is brought to you by Uberito, home of the $5 Chicken Burrito Monday. Uberito, above and beyond your basic burrito.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word RAW to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text RAW to 797979. Text RAW to 797979.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
back on the final segment as the show has flown by. The Usual Suspects with one final segment left before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock. No need to change the dial because from morning till night, all you need is ESPN 97.5 and we'll treat you right. And by the way, speaking of from morning till night, I heard Trey on this morning with Granato and Lance.
So he was on all the shows this morning then.
And so I just saw him. He's still here. And I went, Trey, just like pulling it all day, all night. He goes, no, I'm going home at 4. I go, but you've been here since what? He goes, 7. I'm like, 7 until 4. That's not an intern. That's like borderline.
Man, poor intern Trey is getting abused.
Yeah, either that or you could look at it as he's getting reps and none of the rest are.
That's true, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely true.
A segment per show in a day, that's a lot of reps for an intern.
He's a star.
Yeah, because Dell and Raheel brought him on, too. So he made appearances on 2 shows.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's almost cheap radio to just bring him in and make fun of him, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's an easy way now. That's why we don't have him on this show.
Yeah, right. I don't know if you guys saw this over the weekend, but... nice cash in as long as there's no technicalities. Guy at a Lakers game this weekend gets a half court shot brought to you by Mandalay Bay. So you know they got the money. If he hit the half court shot, $100,000 and mm-hmm. he banked it in.
Oh, did he call glass?
I don't believe he did, but it doesn't matter because if the question is, was the bank open late on a Saturday night? It indeed was to the tune of $100,000.
Damn.
That would be sweet.
They should have been like, oh, sorry, you had to call glass. You don't get it.
Man. I mean, that's the day. And the guy's name was Suni Strong, 27 years old, works at SpaceX on the heat shell. Sounds like he's got a brain. And he's also a bounty hunter.
What is that? Why do I hear beeping? Do you hear beeping?
I hear it's like a tune. I don't know where it's coming from.
It's none of my stuff. That's where I'm sorry. I was like, I got distracted.
I think the TV volume might be up.
Can we do one more quick UFC thing?
Sure.
Let's just add the question, Nick, and I'll get your opinion on it. But he said, with 3 title defenses, is Miocic the greatest heavyweight in UFC history?
Yeah, I saw that on tweet.
I know it's a shallow pull. I don't know what your thought is, but mine is, that's very tough to say. I know he's had 3 title defenses, and that's nothing to sneeze at. But the problem is, you got to look at who he defended it against. At what point were they in their career?
Yep.
Like, he had the Junior Dos Santos fight. This isn't the Junior Dos Santos that we knew when he was at the height of his career, too.
Right. I was going to respond to...
And Ganu's so early in his career that he doesn't know how to last a 5-round championship fight. So it's not like he fought the best of the best and the cream of the crop ever.
Right. I was going to respond to whoever asked on Twitter about that, and I kind of look at it like this. Do you, put Bill Russell over Michael Jordan because he has more championships? And most people would say no. So, yeah, it's who he fought, who he defended it, at what point in their career. Because, a lot of these times, a lot of these fights are makeups. Their opponent is the number one contender. He gets hurt. Someone else has to set up. He's truly not the best or number one contender, but they have to make a fight. So, yeah, I mean, in terms of title defenses, I think he holds the record now.
In a row, yeah.
So, in terms of title defenses, yeah, maybe. But, no, I'm not ready to give him that title yet.
Answered it.
Me either.
Said he didn't bank it in. It was a swish.
Oh, no, I saw it. He banked it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he straight banked it.
And then they called us idiots. Yeah, so there you go.
It reminds me, though. Do you think he's actually getting paid?
Because
getting
it was paycheck? A swish, not a bank in, apparently, according to the texter.
Idiot for taking the time out of your day to text that.
Of all the things that we may have said wrong today,
right.
We get a text correcting us on whether a guy won $100,000 and banked it in or swished it. Does it matter to you that much that you felt the need to stop driving around in your car to text and call
that's what
us
my
an
point
idiot.
Is. Now, Barry, I'd like you to read
Sweet
on
life, bro. Sweet
USA
life.
Today uh-huh. for the win.
Uh-huh.
So it's reputable. What does that say right there?
Fan banks epic half-court shot at Lakers game to win $100,000.
Well, we got it wrong.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
For the winner, idiots.
I'm so tired of being fake news, man.
I know. I wish you would get your crap together.
Yeah.
It's making me sick.
Oh, that's fake news.
Which is why I like to talk so much about UFC. I'm smart. I step out of the ring so that you guys can do your thing. You guys know more about it than me. What would you rather hear me talk and say uneducated, stupid? Probably, but I'm not going to do it.
I didn't see this. Ryan Cameron said, did you see the videos of Vikings fans doing the skull chant on the Rocky stairs and they dressed the Rocky statue up in Vikings gear?
I did not see
that either. Football is the best. No, I didn't see that either, but that's kind of funny. And now, if you're a Philly fan, you can throw beer.
But I also
when
like
you start defaming the hero of that city, which also, by the way, is a fictional character, idiots. But Rocky is like the Philadelphia hero.
I like the fact, though, from a creative standpoint, that they used this. I thought at first they were just taunting Vikings fans, which I didn't like, and they were imitating the Skull chant. But they changed the Skull chant to Foles.
That was pretty creative.
I liked that a lot. Yeah, I thought that was very. Then I wasn't mad at it.
That was awesome.
I just watched the video, by the way, of a fan banking in a half court shot to win $100,000. It's
no,
crazy.
It was a swish, yeah. Idiot. It was a swish.
Well, you know, maybe after it hit the glass, it went straight through and swished the net.
Nothing but net after the glass. Maybe that's what he meant. You don't know.
Okay. Well, at least if I didn't know, I wouldn't text somebody. I guess the Rockets Heat tonight, Nick. Are you going to be heading to the Big Sequoia?
Yeah, I'm going right now, as a matter of fact. Yeah, they're going to face the fourth. They just beat the fourth best team in the Wolves, and now they have an opportunity to beat the fourth best team in the East in the Miami
Heat.
He's
been playing good basketball of late. Beat Milwaukee in Milwaukee. They've won. They won the next game right after that too. They're a team that gives the Rockets fits because they still have Goran Dragic, but they've got a guy in the middle similar to Clint Capella in Hassan Whiteside who blocks a lot of shots, clogs the lane. Mm-hmm. And then all their guys are athletic, so they're able to really quickly get out to the perimeter, and they force the Rockets to do other things. This is where you might see a Chris Paul and his mid-range jumper and his ability to spread the ball around keep the Rockets in a position of control.
Speaking of, props to you for your article on the comparison shopping between Mike McCarthy and Bill O'Brien. And props to you on your mid-range article on, was it SportsMap or ESPN? Nick, didn't you write one?
ESPN 97.5. It was just a quick blog post on the...
You both guys had good articles this week. Good for you, fellas. Keep it up.
Are you writing yours tonight?
I might, since I'm going to be on the road and have a show Wednesday, so I might write mine tonight. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. So, and always tune in to the show Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m., but also check out SportsMap on a daily basis, as a lot of the people that you listen to from Monday through Friday during the course of the business day are also writing articles now, so you can see what we have to think, and you can always chime in and give us your comments afterwards, but fun to have a little connection to the internet, too, with a site like SportsMap. But that's it for us. For Nick, for Barry, I'm Joel. We'll turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jung, and the Blitz next. This is ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, boy.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.